Right, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Tower whacked by the weather?
Yes. So there's a couple of company announcements yesterday that really caught my interest. And speaking to basically two key themes we've been talking about recently, adverse weather events and weakening economic outlook. Yeah, Tower, as an insurer, feeling the effects of those weather events, and not just New Zealand ones, though. It's also been impacted by weather events in Vanuatu. Yesterday provided an updated cost claims estimate. So this is the Auckland anniversary weekend flood, Cyclone Gabrielle, and Cyclones Judy and Kevin that hit Vanuatu. Now, the Auckland anniversary weekend event, the cost estimate for that is now in a range for Tower of 195 to 225 million. That's significantly more than the previous estimate, which was in a range of 95 to 125 million. But remember, Mike, that's just Tower. The overall cost, much, much more than that. Tower's only one part of this. Tower have 5,500 claims. They also, just a quick comment though, that bulk of that cost is met by underwriters, not Tower, and Tower just pay the initial premium, the underwriters pay the rest. They made the very telling observation, I thought, that the average claims cost for the event, the Auckland event, would be around double that of recent large weather events, because you had deeper floodwaters in high-density areas, so more damage, more contamination. They updated their net profit after tax guidance as well. That went down. Good growth in gross written premium. Share price has been under a bit of pressure recently, and it fell just under 6% yesterday after that announcement as well.
Okay, and then we had Westpac.
Yeah, quick comment on Westpac. Six-month result, quite a significant fall in net profit, down 33%. Underlying profit is stable. You take out the one-off profits from last year, one-off sort of numbers from last year, net profit down 15%. But the interesting observation from the result is, once again, they talked about the impact of the weather events, but also the impact of the weakening economic environment. The impairment charge in the result is $154 million. Impairment means bad loans. So the demand for hardship assistance is increasing. Look through the numbers. One other thing, Mike, operating income up 9%, but operating expenses up 11%. Now, that doesn't really work, does it? So I think this is going to be a common observation across many businesses in New Zealand at the moment. Costs rising faster than income, reduced profitability.
And then old Warren's had his word.
Ah, he has. So as you were away in the UK last week, Mike, I was in the US. I just want to have a quick thanks out here to Milford Asset Management, who helped coordinate this trip. But I met with strategists and experts in New York, and then headed out to Omaha, Nebraska, to attend the Berkshire Hathaway AGM. Now, for those who may not know, Berkshire Hathaway, made famous by Warren Buffett, has been the CEO of that company, I think, since the late 60s. Massive company, basically buys other companies. The growth and success have elevated Buffett to be one of the richest people in the world. He's probably probably the world's best known investor. I think his stake at the moment over $100 billion. Now, Mike, this AGM just transcends investing as we know it. And because you got Buffett at there, but together with his management partner, Charles Munger. Mike, it is a phenomenon. It is remarkable. I mean, Omaha is a quiet Midwestern city of 500,000 people, sits on the bank of the Missouri River. Quiet's an understatement. But then it springs to life. 40,000 tickets are issued to this event. You have to be a shareholder to get entry. They've got a big convention center. All the businesses that Berkshire Hathaway owns set up huge stands. They sell stuff at discounts to shareholders. You can buy candy, you can buy cowboy boots, you can buy Winnebagos and boats. Then Buffett and Munger come on stage on the Saturday morning and answer questions for hours and hours and hours. Fantastic engagement and transparency, made all the more remarkable by the fact that Warren Buffett is 92 years old and Munger, sitting up there on the stage all day, is 99. It opens with rock music, fanfare, specially made movie with Jamie Lee Curtis. I haven't got time to go through all the wisdom, but they're going to make less money than they made last year. Apple, big investment, Berkshire Hathaway, still love that. They've been buying bonds recently. Succession has been an issue for about 20 years with people just waiting for these guys to go, but they keep going on. They've addressed that issue. Greg Abel was on the stage. He's the new successor. Right. Unsurprisingly, AI not high on their investment plans, but just a remarkable event.
As a weekend away?
Oh, look, I think you do it once as a weekend away, and I think you do it once for the occasion. Omaha, Nebraska, probably not the tourism highlight of the US, but as a weekend away and as something that's sort of on that bucket list to have seen the guys, and of course your opportunity to see Munger and Buffett are reducing.
Closing rapidly. What are the numbers?
Yeah, the Dow Jones, 33,593. It's down 81 points at the moment, about 0.25%. S&P 500 hasn't really moved, 4,135. And the NASDAQ, as I look at it, 12,233, also down small. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 75 points, just under 1%. 7,778 the close there. Nikkei down 0.7%, 28,949. Shanghai Composite gained 61 points, 1.8%, 3,395. The ASX 200 up 0.75% yesterday, 7,276 the close. And the NZX 50 up 53 points, 0.5%, 11,942. Kiwi dollar would get you 0.6345 US, 0.9353 Aussie, 0.5762 against the euro, 0.502 pounds, 85.64 Japanese yen. Gold, $2,021, and Brent crude, $77.11.
See you tomorrow, Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.